to support the fact that it doesn't exist, but we'll get into some of that evidence in a little bit later on. So, all right, the first process to understand why your metabolism slows down over time, and that's, we're going to have a look at your basal metabolic rate, and that's your BMR. So your BMR is basically all the energy that you need to keep you alive, and that doesn't include exercise or movement or digesting food. So this is like maintaining your organs and maintaining like your muscle mass and your fat mass, and this accounts for about 60 to 70% of your calorie burn. So the more muscle and fat mass that you have, the more energy you require to maintain it. It's kind of just makes sense, right? If you think of like a child, they don't need as much energy to maintain that small frame as a 200-pound like muscly as rugby player. Like the rugby player obviously needs more energy. So you can see how if you lose weight, if you go from being someone who is 170 pounds and now you weigh 130 pounds, just to exist, your basal metabolic rate is going to be lower. And I've said this analogy before, but it's kind of like a little tiny Suzuki Swift, like a tiny little car versus a big truck. A little car just doesn't require as much fuel as a bigger car, and that's exactly the same as your body. So however many calories you need to maintain your basal metabolic rate now, that number of calories when you lose weight is going to be less in the future. And so this has not got anything to do with damage and everything to do with basic physics and the fact that you are just now a smaller person who needs less fuel to sustain their very, very basic processes. So even like, and this is a big reason why people like plateau, because the amount of calories that you needed to lose weight when you were 30 pounds overweight is going to be a different number. It's going to be a less number than when you're 125 pounds and you just want to, I don't know, like lose like the last 5 pounds. So that number changes over the time because you're no longer the same person. So the second reason and the second process that affects like metabolic slowdown is the thermic effect of activity, TEA. And that is basically defined as the energy that you burn from exercise. So another thing that happens as you lose weight is the thermic effect of activity decreases. Okay, so it's just kind of common sense again, but if you think about it, the fact that a smaller body requires less energy to exercise, all right? So like a 200-pound person going for an hour-long run is going to expend much more energy, like it takes much more effort than if that same person lost weight and now they're like 130 pounds. And I dare you to try this experiment. Go get a big sack of potatoes, strap it to your back, go and do some squats for half an hour with this massive sack of potatoes on your back, and then take it off and do the same kind of exercises. Which do you think is harder? Which do you think requires more energy? Obviously, when you have that extra weight on you, you need more energy. And energy is just calories, right? Calories is the unit that we use to describe energy and how your body uses energy. So you're losing weight, you're going to be burning fewer calories when you exercise as you become a